Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamah Samach Dal Amud Beis. We're holding on Samach Dal Amud Beis, 6 lines from the top, Amr Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Meshmei the Rav, Leishanu Ela B'dayis HaRishayinim. This that we give a husband and wife 10 years before we say yes to get married to someone else, that's only in the earlier Dayis, that's only when they had lived longer, we could afford to give them 10 years. But nowadays, when people don't live as long, so Shtei Shanim Umechtzei, we only give a person 2.5 years, Keneged Shleish Yiburim, which is the shear of 3 pregnancies, the 9 months of pregnancy plus the month of her tahara. Rabba Amar Rav Nachman, that we give a person a little bit more than that. Shalish Shanim, we give them 3 years. Keneged Shalish Bekidais, Keneged 3 Rosh Hashanahs. The Amar Mar, the significance of Rosh Hashanah in this context is that Mar said that Rosh Hashanah Nifkadu Sar Rachel V'Chana, that's when they were remembered, so to speak, to have children. Amar Rabba, however, argues, he says, Lisanu Lani Klali, no, even nowadays it's 10 years, because Michti, he said, let's see, Masnisin Mantakin, who's the one who organized our Mishnah? No, it was Rabbi. Vabi made Davidi Ma'ichne. Already in the times of David Melch, people's years were lessened. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yemeshnei Seinu Bem Shivim Shana. The people only live generally 70 years. And if Rabbi Afal Pikin was misaking that we give them 10 years, it must be that even nowadays we give a couple 10 years. The Mishnah said that when he divorces her after 10 years, so we ask to give her a ksuba because we say it's his fault that they didn't have children. Ask the Gemara, this that you're saying that he wasn't zeichen to have children from her. Maybe it was her the lack of schus that made it that they don't have children. And if so, we should not have to give her the ksuba. Says the Gemara, no. She, since she doesn't have a chiyuv of puravu, it doesn't make sense that Hashem would punish her in Puravu. It's only by him where he has a chiv of Puravu, so then it would make sense that he would be punished in that area. It's something that would affect him much more. Aini asked the Gemara, is this true that after 10 years we say that maybe it was his bad mazel, it was his lack of schus that's causing it that they can't have children, and therefore he should marry someone else, maybe through her he'll have this schus? They told him he didn't have any children, and so they told him, marry yourself another wife. He was previously married, or maybe still married to her, but they said, marry yourself another wife and have children. And he responded that, no, if I was Zaycha, I would have children for my first wife. What do you mean? Our Mishnah says that sometimes a man does not so he could have children with his first wife, and therefore he has to have a second wife. It says the Gemara, no, Hasam Dachi Kamat Chilul Rabbana. In the Chanami, he's masking. Really, it could be that that's the truth, but he was just coming to be Malka the Rabbana, because really there was a different reason, more private, why he wasn't marrying a second wife. And the reason is the Rabbi Bar Zavda, Yaakim Rapirkid Ravuna. He was anyways an Akar, he couldn't have children. It says the Gemara, Rav Gidol Yaakim Rapirkid Ravuna, Rav Chalba Yaakim Rapirkid Ravuna, Rav Sheshis Yaakim Rapirkid Ravuna, Rav Achabar Yaakov, says the Gemara, that Achdadei Suskinta, he got this illness from the shear, from not going to the bathroom, but Tuliya Bar is a Devei Rav, but they were able to hang him on this some sort of cedar pole in the yeshiva, but Nafak Minei Kutsu Diarka, and it came out of him some sort of green color of some sort of discharge, and like that the disease went out of him. Amar Vachaber Yaakov, Shisin Savi Avina Vekuli Yaakov Perkid Rav Huna. We were 60 sages, and all of us became Akarim from the Shir Rav Huna. Levar Me'ana, except for me, the Kaim Ibn Avshoy, Hachachma Tichay Baleha, and Chachma helps a person live. So I acted with Chachma. Gershom Mutaris. We said that this man was married to this woman for 10 years, so he divorces her, and she could go marry someone else. As long as she has a chazaka that she can't have children, so she can marry someone else and wait with him for 10 years as well. But Shani and Shlishi Lai, we say that she can marry a second husband, but it sounds like from the Mishnah that if they go 10 years with a second husband and then she doesn't have children, then she cannot marry a third husband. Meaning, 2 times creates a chazaka that she can't have children. So that's the Gemara. This that our Mishnah is Madrig, that 2 times creates a chazaka, Masnisa Mani Rebbe. Our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Netanya, we learned in the Braisa that Malah Hari Shenu Meis, Shenu Meis, Shlishi Loi Timol Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says 2 times is already a chazaka. Don't give the third child Amila. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Aimer Shlishi Timol, give the third child Amila, Revi Loi Timol, the fourth one don't give Amila, because 3 times is a chazaka. So you see that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, not like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Now I asked the Gemara, Batani Ipcha, we learned in the Braisa the opposite, that Rebbe says 3 times, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel says 2 times. So says the Gemara, Haimin Ayachar and Yasa. So which one was second? Whichever one was later, we'll assume that that was the final sheet of each Tana. So says the Gemara Tashmat, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan said over, who lived at the end of the Tanaim, he said that Maisa ba'arba achayis with Tzipori, there was a story with four sisters in Tzipori, Shamala Rishayna Umeish, Shni Umeish, Shlishu Umeish, the first three sisters each had sons, they gave them milas and they all died. Revius, the fourth sister, Basof Ne'er Shimon Gamliel, Amarla Altimuli, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel told her, do not give your son a mila, there's already a chazaka now, that in your family, the children die from mila. Now ask the Gemara, so what do you see from here? You see that Rav Shimon Gamliel held that three times is a chazaka, and Mistama this was Saif Yama, because it's Rabbi Yechanan who's saying over this Eidos, and Rabbi Yechanan was at the end of the door of the Tanaim, he was the first Namira. So says the Gemara, V'dom Yas Yashlishas Nam Yav Amrla. Well, maybe if they would have came to him and asked the Mishael about the third son, the third sister, he would have said the same thing. So how's this a riot? Three times is a chazaka, maybe it's just two. Says the Gemara, Im came I said, Usi Rechi Bar Abba. Can't be, because I'm always the big Eidus that Rechi Bar Abba was saying over B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, if there's really nothing to learn from the story. Says the Gemara, it's not true, there is what to learn. Dilma, Hakamash Mlad, Achayis, Machaskois. Maybe his chiddush was, is that you see from here, until now we had that if a father gives his son a mila, then the second son a mila, so then there's a shaila about the third son. All within one direct family, one husband and wife. Over here we're saying that even sisters with different husbands, they could also create a chazaka, even though the only common denominator is the mothers, that the mothers are all sisters. So that's a chiddush, that maybe that's the chiddush over here. And then Rava commented, and Rava said, and Hashu Damer, Achayis Machaskois, now that there's such a metzias, that there could be some sort of genetics that go through all the women, all through all the sisters. So if so, Yisa Adam Isha Lemi Mishpachas Nikhvin Lemi Mishpachas Mitzvah Rav. A person should be careful not to marry a woman if her sisters have problems with epilepsy or with leprosy. V'hudis Chazik Klaus Zimni. But it's only if they already have a chazaka of three times. If it's just let's say one of her sisters, so then that's not a reason to be scared. Now my Havi Allah, what's the maskana about chazaka? Two times, three times. Says the Gemara Ki Yasar Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, so he said that Amar, he said that Hava Kamid Rav Yechanan Bekanishta De Ma'ayin. There was a story with Rav Yechanan in the base Knesset of Ma'ayin. V'yad Ma'kipurim Shechal Yez B'Shabbos, was Yom Kippur Shabbos. Umala Rishayna Umeish, Nia Umeish, Shlishis Ba'lefanav. The first two boys died from the Mila. The third boy, they came to Rav Shimon Gamliel, to Rav Yechanan. And Amar Alon, Rav Yechanan said to the mother, L'chi Umayli, they give the Mila, meaning three times as a chazaka, and not two. Now, Amalei Abayi said to Rav Yitzchak, who was saying over this Eidos, Chazi to Kasharis Yisuru Sakanto. You see how chamer this is. You're being matter, Isser, because if there's no Mila to be done right now, because really two times is a chazaka, so then there's no heter to give a Mila on Shabbos Yom Kippur. And also, it's a potential sakana, so you're saying a tremendous chiddush. L'mayis Samachlo Abayi was soimich on this, that the fear of Rabbi Yechanan only three times creates a chazaka, not two. V'azol Nesava L'chuma Barta D'Isi Breid Rav Yitzchak, Breid Rav Yehuda, and he went and he married this woman, L'chuma, even though she already had two husbands who had died. That even though she had already married these two other husbands who had died. And Lamaisa Vinas Bahu Ushachiv. Abai married her and he also died. Rava said about this, Umika David Uvda Benafshaki. Hi, is there such a person who takes chances like this, like Abaye? He himself is the one who said that Avin, when he says something, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, you could rely on it. But you can't rely on Rabbi Yitzchak. And Avin, Yashna Bechazara, Yitzchak Sumka, Ina Bechazara. Because Avin, he would Chazar. He went to the Chazara Shir. But Yitzchak did not. And therefore, you can't rely on him. So how could Abaye be Samich on him? But Aiden also, another Kasha, is that Amar the Pligli in Mila. B'nesuim mi Pligli. It could be the whole Machlaikas was Nafka by Mila. Whoever said that by Nesuin, that there's even the Machlaikas. It could be everyone would agree. Then after two times already, you should be machmir when it comes to nesuin. So says the Gemara, that's not true. And yes, they argue even about nesuin. But Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Nisit Sarishin Umeis, Hashani Umeis, Lashlishi Loi Tinase Devi Rebbe, Rishimin Gamliel Aimer, Lashlishi Tinase Lurvi Loi Tinase. You see, they have a machlaikas, two or three creates a chazaka about marriage as well. Now, and explaining the Metzias, says the Gemara, that Bisham Agabe Mila, I understand how the chazaka is working. I understand what you're being machsek. Eka Mishpacha de Rafi Dama, Vika Mishpacha de Kamid Dama. Their families have thinner blood and thicker blood. So you're being machsek that the family has a certain type of blood. El Nesuin, my taima. But by Nesuin, what are you coming to be machzik? So I'm really Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Halchi Amar, Bibi Magraini, Bishmid Rav Huna, Mayan Goyim. You're coming to be machzik, that there's something wrong with the woman that when they have Tashmish, she makes him sick and he dies. Rav Ashi Amar Mazel Goyim. You're being machzik that she has a bad mazel that her husbands all die. Now, my Benai, what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is in cases where we know it's that the husband died not from Tashmish. Two cases. Ikavinayu de Ariso Mes, Inami Dinafum Idiklu Mes. If let's say they died after Arison, or he died from falling from a palm tree. In both those cases, you know it wasn't Tashmish, so then you can't be Maxic Tashmish, but you could be Maxic maybe the fact that it's Mazel that was Gairay.